My name is Eric Mingy. I am Assistant Chief Counsel for Telecommunications of the Office of Advocacy at the U.S. Small Business Administration. I guess before you start any questions, I want to note that I guess anything that I say at this stage could be my own opinions and not that of the Chief Counsel for Advocacy.
Absolutely, and we appreciate that. What we're trying to do is get a sense of the individuals at this meeting, what people's opinions and visions and understanding are of the at-large membership as it is meant to exist, as it exists in part right now, and as you would like to see it exist in the future. So I would like to start by asking you, if you are familiar with the at-large structure that ICANN has begun to develop.
Not intimately. Unfortunately, the at-large structure was proposed at a time when ICANN proposed about four or five other things at the same time, and I was having to read through the UDRP with a fine-tooth comb because that was going into effect right away. Also, we had a lot of other concerns regarding notice and comment, and I was working on those. I only have a cursory understanding of the at-large membership. I have talked to many people here at ICANN board meetings to and try to get their opinions of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. And is it a concern of the Small Business Administration, of your organization?
Absolutely. I suppose mostly because there is currently no small business representation in ICANN officially. There may be people that are small businesses in addition to their other duties, such as an ISP or a registrar, but we do not find anyone here that is representing small business users of the Internet, especially through electronic commerce.
So is that to say that you see the at-large membership as your point of entry, or how do you envision, what would you like the at-large membership to do?
My understanding of it is that ICANN was supposed to incorporate points of view of users of the Internet, and that was where the at-large membership entered into it. The supporting organizations were for, I guess, the constituency groups, the registries, registrars, IPs, the CCTLDs, but all those aren't really connected with any of those, although they could find some support in the business. The individual users, which would range all the way from individuals to small businesses, sole proprietorships, partnerships, would be primarily their viewpoints would be met through the at-large membership.
I see. So would you imagine that your organization would want to be involved in the development of that structure in order to accommodate your interests?
We will provide advice and recommendations to ICANN on how to structure that large membership that we believe will lower barriers of participation for small businesses. We are concerned that a large fee to participate in the membership could act as a deterrent. We are concerned that too many levels of process between the actual membership and the actual elections to the ICANN board could act as a detriment. After all, why would you join the at-large membership? And the prime reason I can see is to elect board members. And from the current proposal, there seems to be an intervening step that somehow got it in there. It reminds me a lot of the way the framers of the Constitution felt back in the late 1700s. They couldn't have the public directly elect the chief executive of the United States, so we're going to impose an electoral college, which they'll have much more knowledge and experience.
And you disagree with that?
I think those people that will be interested in this are a sophisticated and intelligent group, and they will be more than happy to provide their opinions and their input to ICANN and can reach determinations on who would best represent their interests without needing an intervening body.
And when someone says the word capture, what do you think this means? Who would you be fearful would be in a position to capture the membership?
Well, we'll have to see how that one plays out. But typically capture of this nature is only possible by large organizations with a lot of members that can effectively convince them all to march the same way. And in our experience, nonprofit organizations, even if they have large membership, are not able to convince all their members to march the same way. But
so you're not afraid of the nonprofit. Are you afraid of anyone? Do you think capture is a concern?
Capture is a concern. However, one of the ways to avoid capture by a certain voice is to have more voices. And if we keep the listing requirements to join low enough and the benefits apparent enough, small businesses and individuals will come, and that would prevent any sort of capture.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.